There are approximately 33% fewer people in downtown Sudbury now than there were pre-pandemic. Location data from cell phones affirms as much, Canadian Chamber of Commerce chief economist Stephen Tapp told a local crowd during his 2024 Economic Outlook presentation on December 7. At this time last year, he reported similar results, with downtown mobility down 32.7% at the time compared to pre-pandemic conditions. "The downtown's not back to what it was," Tapp said, later adding with a chuckle in the direction of a table of city council members that this is not something everyone might want to hear. Mobility in the Greater Sudbury metropolitan area is still down 15% from pre-pandemic levels, Ontario's mobility level is down 17% and the Canadian mobility level is down 9%. At least part of the dip is attributable to people still working from home, he explained. A slide by Canadian Chamber of Commerce chief economist Stephen Tapp shows how downtown mobility in Sudbury has continued to lag compared to pre-pandemic conditions. Tyler Clark / Sudbury.com. After Tapp's presentation, Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce Chair Jeff Hatton said that despite lagging downtown numbers, he's optimistic the city's core will rebound. "It's not just unique in Sudbury," he said of the dip in downtown traffic, and pointed to a handful of efforts by the city's elected officials to spur downtown activity as likely to yield positive results. "The city acquiring downtown land in hopes of creating an economic hub with ancillary services around a new or renewed municipal arena events center is a positive step," he said, "while the proposed library project would also bring people downtown." Another highlight to come out of Tapp's report was that employment in Greater Sudbury was down 1.6% in November 2023 compared to February 2020. This ranks the city as third worst for employment change among 36 comparator municipalities. Meanwhile, online job postings were up 41% in Greater Sudbury compared to pre-pandemic, with its 5.7% unemployment rate in November 2023 ranking it 21st lowest of 62 comparators. "There's a lot of labor demand, but we don't have enough supply," Tapp said, pointing to housing supply as a key factor. The Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce's advocacy for the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot Program to become permanent ties into this challenge, with Hatton considering the program a positive step. "That's something my company has taken advantage of and an important part of getting our workforce," the Spectrum Telecom Group Limited president and CEO said. The City of Greater Sudbury has also advocated for the pilot program to become permanent. "The city is also aiming to address the region's undersupply of housing through a housing supply strategy slated to yield a final report by the end of June 2024. A tax incentive plan aimed at spurring construction of multi-unit residential buildings will be tabled in early 2024. Another statistic that stuck out of the December 7 presentation pointed out that Greater Sudburians have continued spending money, and are now spending 44% more now than they did pre-pandemic, which compares with 33% for Canadians and 25% for Ontarians. Among 21 comparator municipalities, Sudbury ranked number 3 in spending growth per person year over year to October 2023, at 1.6% growth. As for Tapp's predictions for 2024, he anticipates stagflation to continue, with minus 1% growth, unemployment rising to 6.5% and slow disinflation to 2.5%. Interest rates should also come down, and he predicts the end of 2024 will be better than the beginning. "Affordability and cost concerns will persist, with prices remaining too high and incomes remaining too low." Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.